In what ways do you recommend to show love and affection without becoming a hovering hummingbird? The one word I honed in on here was the word show. In what ways do I recommend you show love and affection? I know something about you, which is something true about me too. And that is when we say, I want to show her love and affection, what we really mean sometimes is I want to get love and affection. We don't always mean I want to give her love and affection. And even if we say I want to give her love and affection, sometimes we mean I want to know how to give her love and affection so she'll give it to me back in exactly the way I want to be loved and be given affection. I was going to say affected. So first of all, know in your body if you're going to give love and affection in the manner in which she appreciates and likes, or if you're going to get love and affection or give with an agenda. So love languages that you may know about by Gary Chapman include acts of service, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time, 5 different languages. What if your wife is the type, and let's say what if yours is the type, who doesn't like or isn't comfortable with frequent overt demonstrations of physical affection, touch, and loving words and gestures? What if that just makes her a little creeped out? And what if you're not like that? What if you like all that stuff like I do? I've always told you that. I'm that kind of guy. What if she likes to feel taken care of? What if she likes to feel like you've got her back? What if she likes to have quiet time where she feels heard and listened to without being criticized or challenged? So what if her love languages are acts of service and quality time? So the answer to your question, I recommend you find ways of giving her acts of service, taking care of things around the house, or spending time with her in ways that she feels comfortable, where she can relax, where she doesn't feel pursued. Now, this does not mean that you don't deserve to get love and affection, but you have to understand that the road to having her reciprocate or even initiate love and affection with you is to first talk in her language so she can relax and get there. So what ways do I recommend to do it? In ways that she understands. Understand what her love language is. If she hasn't taken a love language test online at the Gary Chapman's lovelanguage.com website, maybe you guys can do that. A lot of women don't like to do that. They don't believe in that crap. They think you should figure out what they like. You should know by now. So I hope that helps. A hovering hummingbird is always going in to get his needs met with a hidden agenda. So the opposite of the hummingbird is the mountain lion. He's very patient, he's very deliberate, and he's very slow to react, and he knows how to give what people need without needing anything in return. So the next question, I hope that helps, Joshua. I'm going to do a combo answer between Paul Smithberger and Roger Gravelin, because they're both about sex. I'll read the 2 questions from Paul. My wife has said, I only want her for sex. How do I help to heal this wound and eventually get the sex back on track? A similar question from Roger is, how do you know when your wife trusts you enough for you to initiate sex again? And Roger, I take this not so she initiates sex, but so you can do it and not get rejected. That's what I'm assuming here. I'll go back to Paul's question. My wife has said, I only want her for sex. How do I help heal the wound and eventually get sex back on track? Now, one thing I want to tell you, I told my sweetheart this, who's on the other end of this camera here, by the way, as she grins. I got an email years ago from a lady who said, I read everything you talk about and I agree with it mostly, but the one thing my husband doesn't understand is that I constantly feel that I could leave my breasts and my vagina in the bed and go get a cup of coffee and he would never know I left the room. I feel like this all the time. That might be your wife. And I was talking to Shanna about that on the way out here. What's it feel like in a woman's body when she feels like that's all we care about? It feels like you're not a partnership. It feels like you are using her. You're taking advantage of her. She feels objectified, like the only thing she is valuable for to you is for sexual gratification. And the truth is, a lot of us can act like that. A lot of us can get so hepped up and turned on, and all we want is our need to get met. The way it comes across to our women is that all we want them for is sex. Now, you and I know that's not true. We know that the act of sex, and especially afterwards, there's this thing that us guys feel that is more connection, more appreciated, more loved. We know that that's what we get out of it, but that isn't her motivation for giving you sex. Her motivation for giving you sex is when she feels relaxed, appreciated, loved, adored, and emotionally safe. And so if you've had an argument recently, or she's felt criticized or belittled, you can guarantee that she's not going to be in the mood for sex. So how do I help heal the wound and get it back on track? The first thing I say is, take this time clock out of your chest that says it should happen in 60 or 90 days. I know 60 or 90 days is 2 or 3 months. And because you've been spending 15 to 20 years getting this program running the way it is, it's going to take quite a while to unwind it. I don't know for sure that there's anything you can do to make her want to have sex with you. You cannot negotiate desire. You can make her have sex and she can make herself have sex, but she can't make herself want to have sex. And you can't make her want it either. So one thing you have to do is slow down and realize that the desire formula, the recipe for desire, is going to be more time, more distance, more adventure, more mystery, more polarity, and more patience on your side. And it's going to be a hell of a lot longer than 60 or 90 days. And when you get that clock going tick tock in your chest, tick tock, that's the tick tock of desire. It's slow, it's measured, it's patient, and it's not needy. She'll be a lot more quick to heal the wound of feeling objectified to you and maybe trust you again. We can talk later about what if you go 3 years and this still isn't working. That's a different conversation. There is a decision to be made at some point. If you've been as good as you know you can possibly be and you're facing 30 years of a relationship with zero sex, that's a totally different question than the one you asked. So I won't answer that one right now. And to Roger, you said, how do you know when your wife trusts you? And you put it in quotes. I'm not sure why you put it in quotes. When she trusts you enough to initiate sex again. Again, I'm assuming you mean you initiating sex with her. And so I was telling Shanna too, us guys, we want to know when there's a solid green light. She trusts you enough, you know you're going to get a yes. It's like it's so easy to pick up a girl in a bar when you know she already likes you and she's going to say yes. The only way you're going to know if she trusts you enough for you to initiate sex is for you to initiate sex. But to do it in a way that's respectful and kind and confident and playful and totally unattached to outcome. We tend to initiate sex when we're most horny, when we're most upset, when we're most feeling unappreciated. That's when we tend to initiate sex, is when we want it the most, and that's where the neediness comes from. She can't trust neediness. She can't trust little boy energy that feels like it is just insatiable and desperate to connect. So you'll know when your wife trusts you enough when she starts opening up to your bids for connection. It might be a bid for dinner. It might be a bid for a back rub or a foot rub. It might be for something other than sexual intercourse or lovemaking. So you'll know by the way she behaves, not by what she says, but you'll know by how she is behaving towards you when you initiate from a place of confidence and really calm, cool, relaxed energy. Accepting a no well is one of the sexiest things you could do. If you don't accept a no well, she's never going to trust you. She will say no all the time, especially if she thinks you're going to pout or whine or complain or punish her with stonewalling or the quiet treatment later. So how you handle a no in a cool, calm, confident, playful way is very important. She'll trust you again for you to initiate sex when you can initiate from a place of confidence and be totally cool with the word no, because it's always her prerogative to say no. Your challenge is to stand up and be a mountain lion when it happens and realize that no is always an acceptable answer. It's not always the only answer, but be okay with the no, and she'll start to trust you again. So I'm going to stop there, and I'll make a video. We've got a lot of questions, guys. That's why I put three of these together. So that was for Joshua, Paul, and Roger. I hope that helps. We'll see you on the flip side. Take care, guys.